from the verses that we read in Exodus and Revelation,
从出埃及记和启示录所读过的经节,
we can see that it has been the desire of our God for so long to realize that his people would be a kingdom of priests.
我们看见神心头里面长久以来就是要他的子民做祭祀的国度。
Both in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament,
不仅在旧约同时也在新约里,
we see consistently that this is what is on God's heart.
我们一贯地看见在神心头所要的就是这一个。
When he delivered his people, that is the children of Israel, out of Egypt,
他拯救他的百姓就是以色列子民出埃及的时候,
that was a marvelous delivery.
那是一个奇妙的拯救。
We had that delivery was through the Passover and the crossing of the Red Sea.
那是借着逾越节和过红海的拯救。
And I believe that even unbelievers know this story.
我相信不信主的人也知道这个故事。
They know that God raised up Moses.
他们知道神兴起摩西。
To be the Savior.
要做救主。
They know that God's people were in tyranny there, in bondage under Pharaoh's hand.
他们知道神的百姓乃是在埃及的暴虐和辖制之中, 法老王的辖制。
And the people cried out to God.
人就向神呼吁。
And he heard their cry.
耶和华听了他们的呼声。
And he answered their prayer.
他也答应了他们的祷告。
But not right away.
但不是即刻的。
We saw this the other night.
我们那天晚上看到。
How long did it take God to respond to that prayer?
神答应那个祷告等了多久啊?
80 years.
80年。
Was it because he was not compassionate, not sympathetic?
因为神不同情人,不连续人吗?
No, no.
不是的。
He heard their cry.
神听了他们的呼吁。
But he had to wait.
但神要等。
To raise up the prophet.
要等着一个正确的人被兴起来。
He had to raise up the proper vessel.
是要兴起一个正确的器皿。
It's really something.
这是神真是奇妙的事。
Our God.
那就是我们的神。
He is God.
他是神。
He is the God.
他就是那独一的真神。
Omnipotent.
全能。
Omnipresent.
无所不在。
Omniscient.
无所不知的神。
Yet he can be limited by man.
但他却 能被人所限制。
He was waiting until one man,
他在等直到有一个人,
a vessel,
一个器皿,
a proper vessel,
一个正确的器皿,
was prepared,
能预备好,
so that he could deliver his people,
好使他能拯救他的百姓。
This is something we can learn from for today.
这是我们今天可以学的。
But he raised up Moses,
他兴起摩西。
He delivered Israel through the Passover,
借着逾越节,
the Red Sea,
经过红海,
that crossing of the Red Sea,
甚至过了红海,
that marvelous experience.
这是美妙的经历,
and then he began to feed his people.
开始喂养他的百姓,
many know this story.
很多人也知道这个故事,
the manna,
马拿,
the bread from heaven,
从天上降下的粮。
Again, I think even unbelievers know this story.
我想不信主的人都知道这个故事。
He gave them water.
给他们水喝。
From a rock.
是从一个磐石。
Amazing.
很奇妙啊。
And in the New Testament,
新约里,
especially in the book of 1 Corinthians,
特别在哥林多前书,
it tells us that all these pictures are actually for our learning.
其实给我们看见所有这些图画都是为了我们的学习。
If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and chapter 10,
林前五章和十章,
especially chapter 10,
特别第十章,
it says that all the things that happened to them,
所有发生在他们身上的,
were for an example to us,
就是要我们做榜样,
and that they were written for our admonition,
也是做我们的警戒,
unto whom the ends of the ages have come.
因为这世代的结局近了。
Now here we are.
我们现在在这里。
At the end of the ages.
乃是在这世代的末了。
So we have to look at that story.
所以我们要来看看这些故事。
And learn.
从中学习。
Not only learn as an example,
不仅学习他们做榜样。
We must receive an admonition,
并且以此为警戒。
That's 1 Corinthians 10:11. Many know this part of the story.
很多人都知道这故事的这一部分。
But I think not many know Exodus 19:6.
我想不太多人知道出埃及记十九章第六节。
The verse we just read.
我们刚刚所读的那处经节。
Many know Exodus 20.
很多人知道出埃及记二十章。
You know what Exodus 20 is?
二十章说什么？
The so-called Ten Commandments.
就是讲到十诫。
Many people know this.
很多人都知道十诫。
Nearly all people know this.
几乎所有人都知道。
Jews and Gentiles.
犹太人外邦人都知道。
All know the law.
都知道律法。
But,I'm afraid many people skip over chapter 19. You know, in just past winter training,
已过这个冬季训练
in Anaheim,
在安纳海
and maybe you've had the video trainings here.
或许这里我们有看过了录影训练
That training was on the book of Exodus.
那个训练是讲到出埃及记
It was the first of three trainings that we're going to have on Exodus.
我们出埃及记将有这个三次训练
You know that which chapters in Exodus that training covered?
知道那个训练讲到几章了
Chapters 1 through 19.
那是讲到第一章到第十九章
The final message, message 12.
第十二篇信息，最后一篇信息
was on Exodus 19.
那是讲到出埃及记第十九章
Please don't skip over Exodus
19. 请千万不要跳过出埃及记第十九章
Don't rush to Exodus 20.
不要匆匆就冲到第二十章。
If you haven't stopped,
如果你不在十九章没停，就不要过去。
What's in Exodus 19?
出埃及记十九章说什么呢？
God opens his heart to his people.
神把他的心向他的百姓打开了。
And you could say,
你可以说
in Exodus 19,
出埃及记十九章。
He tells them the reason why he delivered them.
他告诉他们为什么要拯救他们这些人的原因。
I don't think they knew the reason why God delivered them.
我想他们当时并不知道神为什么拯救他们。
Please put yourself in their place for a moment.
把你们自己放在他们的情况下处境。
Please be one of the children of Israel right now.
我们现在就做以色列的一个百姓好吗？
What would be your feeling?
你感觉怎么样？
You were in bondage.
你原先受苦难。
You were there under Pharaoh's, right?
在法老的那个压抑束缚之下。
And you cried out to Jehovah.
你向耶和华呼求。
Look upon your people.
耶和华，看看你的百姓。
And then God raised up Moses.
那神兴起了摩西。
And there were 12 conflicts.
在那里有十二次的冲突。
Moses and Aaron,
摩西和亚伯
they go to Pharaoh.
到了法老那
Jehovah,
耶和华
says, "Let my people go."
让我百姓去
Oh, Pharaoh,
法老说
"Harden his heart."
刚硬他的心
Who is Jehovah?
耶和华是谁
Not go.
你们不可以去
12 conflicts,
十二次的冲突
and accompanying these 12 conflicts, 10 plagues.
带着十次的灾害
Finally,
最后呢
Pharaoh can't take it anymore.
法老再受不了了。
Go!
去吧。
Oh, that night,
那一夜
they put the blood on the door.
把血穿在门楣门框上然后他们宰了羔羊。
吃羔羊。And they ate. They ate.
吃了。
Not sitting around the table.
不是坐在桌上。
Oh, could you pass the salt, please?
请把盐放他拿过来哈。
So how is David? How have you been?
David, 好吗？
哦，
好吗？
好，
不错啊。
How's your lamb?
那你的羊怎么样
？How's your lamb? Is it good?
好吗？几分熟啊
？Not like this.
不是怎么说啊
？Not leisurely.
不是很这个轻松愉快的。
You know how they ate?
你知道他们怎么吃吗
？Dressed.
他们预备好了。
Ready to go.
腰束腰带。
With their staff in their hand.
手杖。
Eating.
吃。
Ready to go.
预备走，要走了。
So they ate,
他们一边吃,
and they had their exodus.
就一边出了埃及, 叫出埃及了,
their exodus.
他们这是他们出埃及,
from Egypt.
从,
from the world.
从世界里出来,
and then,
然后呢,
oh, they came to the sea.
他们来到了海边,
oh, now they're trapped.
他们现在前后受敌,
they were so happy.
他们非常喜乐,
they're leaving Egypt.
离开了埃及了,
but now they come to the sea.
现在来到海边,
now what?
现在又怎么办呢?
Now the armies are coming out.
看看, 追兵在后面,
maybe they're regretting.
他们或许后悔了,
maybe they're confused.
很混淆, 不知道怎么办,
then the Lord comes.
主就来了,
like a wall of fire.
这是什么?
有火柱, to protect them.
火墙,
oh my.
Oh,
their feelings are just.
他们感觉的上上下下.
Then the sea opens. Moses opens.
摩西就把海开了, 红海开了.
Oh, do you think they're happy?
你觉得他们快乐吗?
I think they're crazy happy.
他们疯狂狂喜了.
I think they're, oh, what a God.
何等的一位神啊,
what a God. God is true.
神是真的.
So they go through the Red Sea.
他们就过了红海.
Sea closes on the enemy.
在仇敌就埋没了所有的仇敌, 淹没了仇敌.
On the other side,
他们到了海的另外一边,
they can see the corpses.
看见对岸,
on the seashore on the other side.
那边所有的尸体都在那飘着.
They're so happy,
他们非常的喜乐,
that they sing.
他们就开始唱歌.
In Exodus 15,
出埃及记15章,
the song of Moses.
他们就唱摩西的歌.
Oh, read that chapter.
你要读那一章.
Wonderful.
太好了.
Do you know that in the New Testament,
你知道在新约里,
at the end of the age,
在这个时代的末了,
some of the overcomers,
有一些得胜者,
will also sing the song of Moses,
也要唱摩西的歌,
in Revelation 15.
那是启示录15章.
So that is not just a story.
那不是个故事而已啊,
that really happened.
那件事是事实发生的事实.
But 1 Corinthians says it happened for our example.
那哥林多前书这是为着我们的榜样,
as an admonition,
也是说我们的警戒,
to whom the ends of the ages have come.
因为世代的末期近了.
Then you read Revelation 15.
再读启示录15章.
And the overcomers,
这些得胜者,
are singing the same song.
来唱同一个诗歌.
Victory over the world.
那就是胜过世界的诗歌.
Marvelous.
这太好了.
Then Exodus 16,
出埃及记16章,
the bread from heaven,
从天上降下来的粮,
God feeds his people.
神喂养他的百姓.
Oh, what a God.
何等一位神.
What a God. He hears our prayer.
他听我们的祷告.
He protects us.
他保护我们.
And he supplies our needs.
他也供应我们的需要.
Was that why God brought them out?
这是为什么神带他们出来吗?
No.
不是的.
No.
不是.
They know God to a certain extent.
他们只认识神到某一个地步阶段.
They still don't know his heart.
他们却不认识神的心意.
They still don't know the reason he rescued them.
到现在还不认识神为什么拯救他们.
The reason he's feeding them.
神为什么要牧养他们,
you know, it's very possible to be a believer today in the same condition.
同样的, 今天做信徒, 我们可能在 跟他们一样的情形.
You know God is real.
你知道神是真实的.
You have a genuine experience of salvation.
你对救恩有真实的经历.
God delivers you.
神拯救了你.
God protects you.
神保护了你.
God feeds you.
神也喂养了你.
God satisfies you.
神满足你.
But you still don't know.
但你还不知道
what's on God's heart.
神心头要的是什么.
We must come to Exodus 19.
我们必须来到出埃及记19章.
You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如何将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。
Please pay attention to this phrase. I have brought you to myself.
请注意这个词。 带来归我自己,
not to the wilderness,
不是带到旷野,
not to this mountain,
不是带到这座山上,
you know, they were at the base of Mount Sinai,
他们在西乃山山脚下,
not to salvation,
也不是带到救恩这里,
I have brought you to myself.
乃是带你回来归我。
I bore you on eagle's wings.
你们都看见了。
And brought you to myself.
我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
Oh, I wish we had time.
盼望我们真有这个时间。
Pray read this verse.
就导读这一处就够了。
Oh, I brought you.
Oh,
I bore you on eagle's wings.
Oh, 如鹰背在翅膀上。
Yes, Lord.
主啊，
you brought us on eagle's wings.
你把我们背在翅膀上。
And you brought us to yourself.
把我们带来归于你自己。
To yourself.
你自己。
Not just to salvation.
不是带到救恩这里而已。
But to yourself.
而是带我归给你自己。
To yourself.
你自己。
Six, five.
第五节。
And now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my personal treasure from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就在万民中做我自己的珍宝，因为全地都是我的。
Oh, my personal treasure.
我私有的珍宝，个人的珍宝。
He says, right? All the earth is mine.
因为全地都是我的。
Everything's mine.
一切都是我的。
But I want you.
但我要你。
That's my personal treasure.
作为我个人的珍宝。
I could have anything. I could have everything.
我要什么就可以有什么，什么都可以有。
But I went and got you.
但我却去所得着了你。
Out of Egypt.
从把埃及。
I delivered you.
拯救了你出来。
I bore you on wings. Like the bird.
像一只鹰一样背，把你背在翅膀上。
Like the mother with the little babies.
像母亲。
On her wings.
啊，带着这个
carrying
小的鸟带在翅膀上。
You didn't even have to walk.
你都走都不需要。
I brought you.
我带你出来。
Where? To my son.
带到哪？带归。
For what? For
为了什么
？To make you a personal treasure.
使你成为个人的珍宝。
My personal treasure.
我自己的珍宝。
Saints, do you realize this is God's intention for you?
你知道这就是神对你的心意吗？
Yes.
对我的心也是。
That we would be His personal treasure.
我们要做他自己的珍宝。
Now six.
第六节。
And you shall be to me.
你们要归我。
A kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
做祭司的国度，为圣别的国民。
You shall be to me.
对，归我。
To me.
我。
A kingdom of priests.
做祭司的国度。
What is a priest?
什么是祭司？
When you read the rest of the Old Testament,
读所有旧约的时候，
you can see the priest.
你看见祭司们
is the one who has the privilege.
有特权。
Of entering God's house.
能进神的殿。
You know, the priesthood is always connected to the house.
总是跟神的殿连在一起的。
There's no priesthood outside the house.
在神的殿之外没有祭司体系。
You know, later in Exodus,
出埃及记之后你可以看到。
We hear about the anointing oil in Exodus 30.
30章的圣膏油的涂抹。
Holy anointing oil.
圣膏油。
Do you realize only two things are anointed?
只有两个东西是可以由膏油涂抹。
Two categories.
只有两类的东西。
All the furniture in God's house.
所有神殿里的器具，一切的器具。
And the priests.
还有祭司们。
The priests are anointed.
只有祭司才可以受膏。
And the furniture in God's house is anointed.
而所有殿里的器具都要被膏抹过。
What does that show?
那指明什么呢？
All of our service.
我们所有的侍奉。
Is for the building of
是为了造会的建造。
Our service connects us, is connected to the church by the anointing.
我们的侍奉怎么与这一个造会连在一起呢？是凭着这个膏油。
So, the priests come into God's house.
对，祭司来到神的殿。
And the high priest goes into the holy of holies.
大祭司进到至圣所。
Only the priest has this privilege.
只有祭司有这个特权。
But God wants a kingdom of priests.
但是神却要祭司的国度。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思？
That means a kingdom.
那就是说这有个国度。
A nation.
一个国家。
In which every citizen is a priest.
在其中所有的国民都是祭司啊。
And every citizen has the right to enter the Holy of Holies.
每一个国民都有权利能够进到至圣所。
Everyone
每一个人
has this privilege.
都有这个特权。
In Revelation
启示录
1:6
1章6节
And we read that before.
我们刚刚也读过。
Please notice
请注意
the wording here.
这里的字句。
Do you have it? Okay, please read.
请读。 And make us a kingdom. 做他神与父的祭司。
Up to there.
好，就读听到这。 成为国度，做他神与父的祭司。
Start again, read again.
再读一次。
And up to there.
听到这。
Start again. Up to there, up to there.
好，做国度，成为国度。
Made us a kingdom.
使我们成为国度。
Not intends to make us.
不是他的想要做国度。
Wants to make us.
他意愿是要做国度而已。
He made us a kingdom.
他使我们成为国度。
Priests.
国度，祭司。
To his God and Father.
就是神与父的祭司。
Dear saints.
亲爱的圣徒。
Dear saints.
亲爱的圣徒。
Redemption.
救赎。
Redemption has an issue.
有一个结果。
At the end of verse 5.
五节末了,
says to him who loved us and released us from our sins by his blood.
他爱我们用自己的血把我们从我们的罪中释放了。
And made us a king.
又使我们成为国度。
What he was doing on the cross.
他在十字架上所做的。
Was making us a kingdom.
就是要使我们成为国度。
This is his heart's intention.
这就是他心头的愿望。
This is his desire.
这是他的意愿。
Again, what is a priest?
什么是祭司?
You know, we enjoyed in this very recent elders and responsible ones training.
最近长老负责弟兄训练。
What we call the itero.
我们称为 itero.
And some people say itero.
有人说 itero.
Whichever.
不管怎么说,
that training
那个训练,
was all on the subject of the priesthood.
都是讲到祭司的体系。
And there we studied this matter.
我们那时候研究过这件事,
much detail.
很细节的看过,
and we saw that a priest
我们看见一个祭司,
is the person who goes from God to from man to God.
就是把人从这个人带到神面前。
He brings man to God.
就是他把人带到神的面前。
Why do we say this?
我们为什么这么说呢?
Because the priest
因为祭司,
had to wear the breastplate.
要带个胸牌。
And the breastplate is actually not that big.
胸牌其实不大。
It's a span.
就是一个手掌那么大。
Span means this, man's hand.
就一个人的手啊。
Not that big.
不大。
And it was probably about a, like a square or a rectangle.
像一个方形的啊, 或者是长方形的。
And then 12 stones.
12块石头。
3x4.
宝石这个三层四的。
And on the stones.
在石头上面。
The names inscribed.
刻着名字。
The names of the 12 tribes.
有12个支派的名字刻在上面。
Also,
同时呢,
he had shoulder plates.
他也有肩牌。
And on the shoulders,
在这个肩牌上,
six names and six names.
同时有各六个名字。
So whenever the priest
所以每当祭司,
would come into God's presence,
进到神的面光中的时候,
he never came alone.
他不是单独来的。
He never came by or for merely himself.
他不是凭着, 也不是为着自己来到神面前。
He always brought
总是带着什么?
All of God's people
所有神的百姓,
on his heart
都在他的心里,
and on his shoulder
肩在他的肩上,
He brought them to God.
把他们带到神面前去。
No matter what he did,
无论他做什么,
whenever he came to God,
每当他来到神面前的时候,
those names were brought to God.
这些名字就被带到神面前,
and those names were born.
这些名字被背着,
supported,
背负着, 撑着,
in front of God.
就带到神的面前。
That's a picture.
这是一幅图画,
that shows.
给我们看见,
what is a priest?
祭司是什么?
A priest brings people to God.
祭司就是把人带到神面前。
Firstly,
第一,
by prayer.
借着祷告。
Firstly, by prayer.
第一是借着祷告。
And then eventually,
最后,
this priest,
这个祭司,
through prayer,
借着祷告,
through fellowship
借着,
with God,
与神的交通,
becomes saturated with God,
被神充满,
进口, becomes infused with God,
被神,
filled with God,
被神充满,
becomes one with God,
与神成为一,
becomes occupied by God,
完全被神所占有,
becomes soaked with God,
是被神浸透,
saturated with God,
被神浸透,
eventually possessed by God,
最后被神完全得着,
then this one turns around
这个人就转身了,
and goes to man,
就来到人这里,
but not alone,
不是单独的,
with that God,
而是带着神,
full of that God,
还满了神,
one with that God,
与神是一,
and when that one,
但这一位,
comes to people,
来到人面前的时候,
he ministers God,
他就供应神,
to the people,
给人,
so then you know what happens,
你知道结果是什么?
Then that person,
这一个人,
is infused with God,
就被神所传输了,
is saturated with God,
被神所浸透,
is possessed by God,
被神所具有,
and then that person,
这一个人,
wants to come to God directly,
就会直接的来到神面前,
because they also are a priest,
因为他们也是一个祭司,
that's our priesthood,
这就是我们的祭司之分,
that's our ministry,
这就是我们的职事,
are you caring for the children?
你照顾儿童吗?
You love the children?
你爱儿童吗?
That's our ministry,
这就是我们的职事,
we want to come to the children with God,
我们要, 把儿童带到神面前,
now I'm going to make it clear in a few minutes,
几分钟之后我会讲,
don't preach to the children,
不要传, 传道讲道理跟儿童听,
don't give the children premature knowledge,
需要给他们先期的知识,
yeah, but eventually,
但最终,
our goal,
我们的目标是,
is that that child,
让这个孩子,
at the right time,
在正确的时间里,
at the right age,
在合适的年龄里,
will come to God directly,
直接的到神那里去,
but we,
但是我们,
as parents,
作为父母的,
have been bringing them to God for years,
多年来就把他们带到神的面前,
I have three children.
他有三个孩子.
I have a son and two daughters.
一个一子二女.
Now, oh my.
现在.
My son.
儿子呢?
Next week.
下一周.
Oh no, sorry. This week.
这一周.
This week.
儿子这一周.
This is the Lord's Day, right?
主日, 今天主日嘛.
This week.
就这一周.
We'll turn 32.
就要32岁.
32. He got saved when he was 7.
7岁得救.
He got baptized when he was 12.
12岁受浸。
I don't know exactly when he would consider was his consecration.
我不知道他自己认为什么时候他奉献过。
But he did end up somehow.
但不知道怎么他
in the full-timer's training.
去参加了全时间的训练。
So there was a consecration in there.
其中有一段的奉献。
Actually, I kind of know when.
我大概知道是什么时候。
I won't tell you the story.
但我不告诉你那个故事。
But it is a very interesting.
这个很有趣的故事。
From the beginning,
从开始,
from the, actually, before he was conceived,
其实他在怀他之前呢,
I prayed for my children.
我就为我的儿女祷告了。
I think many of you did too.
我想你们很多人都是为还没出生孩子祷告。
I prayed one day.
我有一天这么祷告。
Maybe as a teenager.
或许作为一个青年人,
said, Lord,
我说主,
one day,
有一天,
you ever give me children,
如果你给我孩子的话,
I want them to be for you.
我要, 我的孩子是为着你的,
I prayed a prayer like this.
我祷告了这个祷告。
Then, oh,
然后呢?
When I knew that we were going to have a child,
但我知道我们要生孩子的时候,
oh, I would bring him.
我就把他带。
Well, I didn't know it was a him.
我不知道是男的还是女的时候,
I would bring him or her.
就把不管是男是女,
to the Lord,
把他带到主面前。
When he came out,
当他出生的时候,
when he came out,
出生的时候,
I was the first one to talk to him.
我是第一个跟他讲话的。
I was very happy.
我很快乐。
My wife was,
我妻子,
yeah,
都昏了。 Yeah.
But when he came out,
刚生出来,
they said, it's a boy.
他是男,这个男孩,
by that time, I already knew his name.
当然我知道他的名字了。
Yeah. So, they washed him up.
他就开始洗干净,
they put him right here.
就摆到我这,
I got him first before mommy.
我比我太太更先啊, 抱他。
Now here, so I said,
我就说,
hello, Isaac.
以撒, 你好,
hello,
你好,
I'm your father.
我是你爸爸,
I'm your father.
我是你爸,
and I just want to tell you,
我要告诉你说,
that you,
你,
are for God,
是为着神的,
I just want to let you know that,
我就让你知道,
okay? I'm your father,
我是你爸爸,
you're Isaac,
你是以撒,
you're for God,
你是为着神的.
That was the first thing he heard,
这是他所听到的第一句话.
So I brought him to God,
我就把他带到神面前,
and then brought God to him,
也把神带给他.
That's our ministry.
这就是我们的职事。
As parents,
作为父母的职事。
Until one day,
直到有一天
they want to come to God.
他们自己要到神面前。
Because they're a priest too.
因为他们也是祭司。
In preaching the gospel,
在传福音的事上
the same.
同样的。
In shepherding the young people,
牧养青少年
the same.
也是同样的事。
In inviting our neighbors,
在邀请我们的邻舍
the same.
同样的。
Our coworkers,
我们的一同
上班的人 our classmates at school,
学校的同学
the same.
都是一样的。
We want to pray for them.
我们要为他们祷告。
We bring them to God.
把他们带到神前。
Then, we bring God to them.
要把神带他们。
We could depict like this.
我们可以这么来看。
What is a priest?
祭司是什么？
Okay. Here is man.
人在那里。
Here is God.
神在那儿。
That's a priest.
那是一个祭司。
Actually, this is the holy priesthood.
这就是圣别的祭司。
Bring man.
就把人
to God.
带到神面前。
But the first man,
第一个人
that you need to bring to God,
你需要带到神面前的是谁？
Not your children.
不是你的孩子。
It's you.
是你自己。
No. Not you.
不是你。
Me.
是我。你要知道，不是你，是我。
Me.
是我。
I have to come to God.
我必须到神面前去。
I have to come to God.
我必须。
I have to bring me to God.
带我自己到神面前。
Enjoy God.
来享受神。
And not only not once in a while for on behalf of others.
不是偶尔一次替别人做。
Every day.
每一天。
Come to God.
我们要来到神面前。
Saturated with God.
与神浸透。
And then, bring that God to man.
然后把神带给人。
That's the priesthood.
那就是祭司职事职分。
Man to God.
把人带到神前，把神带给人。
Okay. However,When you look at the story in Exodus,
come back to Exodus. 出埃及记的故事。
He never realized this.
这些人没
有。God never saw this come about.
这些人不认识这个事，神也没有看在这些人身上、成全这事、成就这事。
Poor God.
我们神真可怜，可怜的神啊。
This was his desire.
这是神的心意啊。
I brought you to myself.
我把你带来归我自己。
I want a kingdom of priests.
我要你们成为祭司的国度。
But actually, you read the rest of Exodus.
你读一下出埃及记。
Read the rest of the New Testament.
继续读这个旧约新约。
He didn't get it.
神没有得到。
Why?
为什么呢？
He was intending.
神愿意这么做。
But on the way, something happened.
但是途中发生了些事。
You know what that was?
你知道什么事发生吗？
When you read Exodus, 32,
33. 你读出埃及记32章33章发生什么事？
God's people worship idols.
神的百姓居然敬拜偶像。
When you read the whole Old Testament,
你读整个旧约，
God likens the idols.
神把偶像比作
to other lovers.
其他的爱人。
He says, he even says, you went.A whoring after.
他说你是像妓女一样去追求其他的爱人。
My people,
我的百姓
went like a whore.
好像妓女、
商妓一样。If this would not be in the Bible, I would not like to talk this way.
如果圣经不这么讲，我不愿意说这个词啊，这个话。
God says, your maker is your husband.
神说造你的是你的丈夫。
I want to be your husband.
我要做你的丈夫。
But you, then it says, you played the harlot.
他说你们是在这弹琴奏乐。
When they went after the idols,
就去到偶像，就做妓女一样。
God took that very personally.
神认为这是个人的一件事。
It is, I'm your husband.
我是你的丈夫。
And you went after another.
你居然去到别人那里去。
How could you do that to me?
你怎么可以这样对我呢？
He loves his people.
神爱他的百姓。
Jealously.
神甚至爱以至于
the New Testament is the same.
新约也是一样。
In John chapter 3 it says,
在约翰福音三章，
He that has the bride is the bridegroom.
那 娶新妇的就新郎。
In 2 Corinthians 11,
零后，十一章保罗说，
I betrothed you to one husband.
我把你许配给一个丈夫。
That's very interesting. Paul says,
保罗说,
when he's talking about when he got them saved,
保罗说,
the Corinthians.
当他带哥林多人得救以后,
when you got saved,
你们得救了,
I was not just introducing you to Christ.
我不仅是把你们介绍给基督,
I was betrothing you to a husband.
乃是把你许配给一个丈夫,
I was performing a marriage.
我在这里是履行一个婚姻婚约。
Oh, when I got saved, I didn't understand that's my salvation.
我得救的时候,我不知道这是我的救恩呢?
Did you understand your salvation that way?
你是这样来认识你的救恩吗?
That you were being married to Christ.
得救就是嫁给了基督。
I didn't know that.
我不知道这件事。
I found that out in the Lord's recovery.
我是在主的恢复里才听到知道的。
But saints, it's consistent in the Old Testament, New Testament.
旧约新约都是一致的。
So what happened? When God's people allow idols to come into their heart,
神的百姓让偶像进到他们心里的时候,
we lose the priesthood.
我们就失去了祭司之分。
We lose our function in front of God.
我们失去了在神面前的功用。
Because our service,
因为我们的侍奉,
must be motivated by love.
必须由爱来推动。
Everything we do for the Lord,
一切为主所做的,
everything in the church,
一切在教会生活里的,
most important thing,
最重要的是,
love, we love the Lord.
爱, 你要爱主。
So, what happened in Exodus?
出埃及记发生什么事?
Oh, Moses came down the mountain,
摩西从山上下来,
he saw the situation,
看见所有这些情形,
he took the tablets,
就把这石板,
he broke them. That symbolized that God's people already broke the law. And then Moses makes, or Jehovah makes a call through Moses.
Yeah.
Who is on the Lord's side?
谁是站在主这一边的?
Let him come to me.
让他来到我面前。
And who came?
谁来了?
Who answered the call?
谁答应了那个呼召?
The tribe of Levi.
利未支派的人。
And because of that,
因着这件事,
they were rewarded with the priesthood.
他们就得着祭司之分为奖赏。
So God had the priesthood,
所以神有祭司之分,
but not a kingdom of priests.
但却没有得着祭司的国度。
Everyone was not a priest, only the tribe of Levi.
当时只有利未人, 不是所有以色列百姓做祭司。
Well, on Friday night,
周五晚上,
we saw this case.
我们看见了这个例子。
There was one time,
有一次,
I would say this is the closest that God ever got to having a kingdom of priests.
我想是神啊, 要得着祭司国度最接近的一次。
And that's in Exodus chapter 12.
那就是出埃及记12章。
If you have your Old Testament, you can turn to Exodus 12.
如果有, 翻到出埃及记12章。
26. Exodus 12:26. Actually, we could actually start with 21. Exodus 12:21 says, "Then Moses." By the way, this is on the night of the Passover.
这是在逾越节的晚上.
Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Draw out and take lambs according to your families." And slaughter the Passover.
于是摩西召了以色列的众长老来对他们说，你们要按着家取出羊羔，把这逾越节的羊羔宰了。
And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. And you shall apply some of the blood that is in the basin to the lintel and to the two doorposts. And well, that's enough.
Okay. 22节，拿一把牛膝草。 沾藤里的血打一些在门楣上和左右的门框上，你们自己也不可进去房间。26.
And when your children say to you, "What does this service mean to you?"
你们的儿女问你们说，这侍奉是什么意思？
You shall say,
你们就要说,
"It is the Passover sacrifice to Jehovah who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed and worshipped."
这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭，当以色列人在埃及的时候被击杀，埃及人越过以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家，于是百姓。So
that night,
当晚,
how many lambs were slaughtered?
到底有多少只羊羔被杀了？
How many lambs were slain?
有多少只羊羔被杀呢？
Not one for the whole congregation.
不是从全会众只杀一头羊。
It's very clear.
很清楚，不是。
One per family.
最少一家一头羊。
One per household.
一家一头羊。
Oh, saints, I tell you, when I saw this,
我看见这个的时候，
it's made a deep impression on me.
我有个很深刻的印象。
Because the slaying of the lamb,
因为你在这杀羔羊呢，
is the function of who?
是谁的功用？谁可以做这事？
Of course, it's the priestly function.
当然是祭司的他的功用。
Priest offer.
只有祭司可以献礼。
That night,
但是那一夜，
who had the function of the priest?
祭司职分是归给谁了？
Every mother and father.
每一个母亲，每个父亲。
Every mother and father.
每一个父母。
Was a priest.
都是一个祭司。
And then in verse 26,
第二十六节，
says, when your children say to you, what does this mean to you?
你们的儿女问你们说这侍奉是什么意思？
The children would ask.
孩子会问。
Mommy?
妈妈。
What are you doing?
你在干什么？
Daddy,
爸爸,
what's the blood?
这个血,
what are you doing?
这个血, 血, 血你要做什么?
And what does it mean to you?
这对你是什么, 是什么意思呢?
Then verse 27 says,
二十七节就说,
you shall say,
你们就要说,
you have to explain it.
你要, 你们要解释给他们听。
You can't say, well,
你不能说, 啊, 等, 等等啊。
Maybe wait till the children's meeting.
等到 儿童聚会啊，等儿童聚会，我告诉你。
Wait till the young people's meeting.
啊，等青少年聚会再说。
Summer school of truth, they'll explain.
暑期真理学校，他们会说了，他们说。
No, there's no serving ones.
在这里没有侍奉。
There's only mothers and fathers.
这里只有父母在场。
So they were the priests.
所以他们是祭司。
They were also the teachers.
父母也是教师。
And actually, this is a type of preaching the gospel.
其实这是传福音的一个预表。
So they are evangelists.
所以他们也是传福音者。
And they are shepherds.
他们也是牧人。
Long ago,
很久以前，
I made a decision.
我就决定了。
I will not leave, I will not relinquish the privilege of preaching the gospel to my children, to the church. No.
我不愿意啊，推迟或者是延迟啊，或者夺取啊，传福音给我儿女的机会给别人或者给服侍者。
You know that in all the churches,
你知道在众教会
we have a service with the children.
好像儿女儿童。
And eventually in the sixth grade,
最后到六年级的时候
we preach the gospel to all the children.
你们要等到六年级才传福音给孩子。
And I thought, no.
我说不。
No. I'm gonna beat the church.
我要赶在教会前面。
I'm gonna preach the gospel to my children.Me,
我就是我，
first,
我要我首先要对自己的孩子传福音。
I want that privilege.
我要这个特权。
I want to bring my children to Christ.
我要把我的儿女带到基督面前。
So I did.
所以我就这么做了。
Then when the church preached the gospel,
当教会传福音的时候，
it was confirmed.
只是一个印证。
And then the church baptized them.
教会会给他们施浸。
I didn't want to baptize them too early.
我不要太早替他们施浸。
But I wanted to preach the gospel.
但是我要传福音给他们。
I wanted to be the priest to my children.
我要对我的儿女啊做祭司。
And I got that privilege.
我就得到了这个特权。
Yeah. Saints, this is the privilege of every parent.
这是每一个父母的特权。
Yeah. So, I'd like to maybe summarize.
好，稍微下个总结。
We had four meetings so far in this fellowship this weekend.
这个周末交通有四个聚会。
The first one,
第一堂聚会
on Friday night,
周五晚上
can be summarized with this phrase,
用这个词来下个结论。
Priests,
祭司
in every household,
家家做祭司。
Priests in every household,
每一个家都是祭司。
In every family,
在每一个家里
there should be priests,
都应该有祭司。
The priests,Maybe the mother and father.
祭司可能是父亲母亲。
Might be grandma and grandpa.
或者是祖父祖母外公外婆。
In this outline that we're coming to now.
今天要看的这个纲要。
We have a particular word to all the grandparents.
所有祖父母啊，都要有个特别的话对你说。
But it could also be the older brothers and sisters.
也可能是这孩子的哥哥姐姐。
As in the case of Moses.
像摩西的例子。
You know, in Moses' story.
在摩西的故事里。
Not only his parents, But also his older sister played a big role.
不仅他的父母，他的姐姐在这里中了很重要的角色。
Miriam，
就是米利安。
It could be your uncle or your aunt.
也可能是你的叔叔、伯伯、伯母。
You know, in the case of Esther,
像你看以斯帖
her uncle，
他的叔父。
Who might be cousin? Hard to say.
不知道这个到底详细关系是什么。
But it was one generation older than she.
但是却比以斯帖长一辈的。
So, even if it was a cousin,
可能是亲戚。
It was the role of an uncle.
但是他是做叔父这个辈的。
So sometimes, I know this story.
有时候我知道有是这些。
Where there are siblings.
有一些孩子们。
Siblings. Then they grow up.
姐妹长大的时候。
And one is for the Lord.
有一个为着主。
The other one not so much.
另一个不是那么为的。
But this brother,
但这个弟兄,
he brings all his nephews and nieces to the church.
所有的外甥啊，这个外甥辈都带到教会。
He goes to visit his brother.
他就去访问他的兄弟。
Not to condemn him.
不是定罪他。
How come you're not for the Lord?
你为什么不是为的主？
But rather,
不是说,
can I take my nephew and niece?
把你孩子啊，我的外甥啊，这个。熟知辈的
Let them come stay with me
来来
for the weekend.
跟我来住个周末好不好
Yeah, with their cousins.
跟他们这个亲戚
And then, is it okay? I bring them all to the church.
我就把他们带到教会好不好
The brother says, oh, good. That's good for them.
这对他们好了
It's good for them.
没事你们去
There are many aunts and uncles have this function.
那很多叔叔伯伯你们都有这样的功用
But regardless,
不管怎么样
in every household,
每一个家
there should be priests.
都应该有祭司
The second session that we had yesterday, which was yesterday morning,
昨天早晨第二堂聚会,
this was the emphasis.
重点就在这里。
The great potential in the children's work.
儿童有这个巨大的潜力。
The children's work has a great potential.
儿童工作有一个巨大的潜力。
Particularly in two areas.
特别在两方面。
The first,
第一面
is that we have these children.
我们有这些儿女
Our second or third generation.
这是我们的二三代
And from the beginning.
从开始
from the time they are toddlers.
从他们是小孩开始走
As a babe, you have known the sacred writing.
就从小你就明白圣经
From the time they're babies.
从婴孩的时代
We can teach them a little.
你就可以教导一些
Now.It doesn't mean we explain things to them.
不是对他们做些解释。
In Timothy it says, from a babe you've known the sacred writing.
提摩太说从小你就明白圣经。
So maybe Timothy as a baby,
或者做一个婴孩 baby,
he knew the verse.
他就知道这些经典。
In the beginning, God created.
起初神创造。
That's all.
就是这样。
Now, you don't have to explain to Timothy,
不需要跟提摩太解释。
When he's 3 years old,
3岁的时候说
Timothy,
提摩太
There's only one God.
只有一位神。
This God is triune.
这个神是三一的啊。
Father, Son, and Spirit. Say that. Father, Son, and Spirit.
好，说父啊，说子，说灵。
Okay.
好。
This God has an economy.
这个神有个经纶。
And this is verse 1.
这是第一节。
But in verse 26,
第二十六节呢
we have image and dominion.
你有形象，有样式。
Timothy, you have it?
有啊，知道了吗？
Poor Timothy.
啊，可怜的提摩太。
Poor Timothy.Timothy's eyes will be.
眼睛转来转去，转来转去，不知道。
Do you have it? I don't know. But you can teach Timothy.
但你可以教导小提摩太。
When he's 3 years old.
三岁。
In the beginning, God.
起初神。
In the beginning, God.
起初神。
In the beginning.
起初什么
？Good.
神，好，说得好。
In the beginning, yeah, very good. You can make a song.
你可以唱首诗歌
We're going to talk about singing in a moment.
等一下要讲唱诗歌
In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God.
起初有神
In the beginning, God. In the beginning, yeah, very good, very good.
神啊，好棒，好棒
Don't you think they'll be very happy?
你想他们很快乐吗？
Yesterday we got a question.
昨天有人问了一个问题。
In the afternoon.
下午问的问题。
The grandparent.
祖父。
How can I reach my grandchildren if my children are not saved?
如果我
or not going on.
自己的孩子没得救，不在教会里，我怎么能够跟
I would say, Grandma,
我说祖母,
this is one way.
这是一条路,
sing with the children.
跟孩子们唱诗歌,
don't preach to the children.
不要跟他们传道,
sing with the children.
跟他们唱诗歌,
infuse the children.
让孩子们接受一些传输,
in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God.
You got it?
啊,好了。 In the beginning, God. In the beginning. Very good, very good.
啊,太好了,太好了。
Don't you think that little child,
你想这个小孩,
when it's by themselves,
一个人在那的时候,
playing with his cars,
就跟他的小车子玩,
in the beginning,
基础生啊,
in the haven't you seen that?
看到了。
Little Susie is playing with her dolls.
那个小Susie跟她的小玩儿,
she's making them dance. In the beginning.
她就说,
you've never saw that? I've seen that.
我看过这些事,
they get infused
他们接受了传输了,
with the scripture.
有经节的传输,
not knowledge.
不是知识,
not premature knowledge.
不是先期的知识,
but you put the scripture in there.
而是你把经节放在他们里面,
one day,
有一天,
the Holy Spirit.
圣灵,
through the scripture,
借着圣经的话,
will make them wise unto salvation. But they need the scripture. So a great potential, what? That from we can shape their vessel.
很大的这个,
shape the vessel.
我们能够塑造一个器皿,
especially building up the proper humanity.
特别要建立他们有个正确合适的人性,
and then when they get saved,
得救以后啊,
they become a seed of the gospel.
他们就成为福音的种子,
actually, they can be young pillars.
能够成为年轻的柱子,
young pillars.
年轻的柱子,
when they go to university,
去上大学的时候,
with a proper humanity,
有正确的人性,
with some equipping of the truth in their teenage years, with the scriptures within them in a living way since they were a child.
从做婴孩就知道圣经, 熟悉圣经,
do you see the potential? If we had a young army like this in all the local churches, what a great strengthening this would be to the churches. And not only so,
不仅是这样,
there's another great potential, and that is for the increase of the church. Actually, it is possible that through our children we can gain more increase than through any other activity in the church life.
很可能借着我们的儿童, 我们所得的扩增比其他任何活动都得得多,
by the children inviting friends.
那就是孩子邀请他们朋友,
just invite friends.
就邀请朋友们,
we'll see this in the outline.
之后刚要会看到,
last night,
昨天晚上,
we talked about the content.
内容,
oh, sorry. Yesterday morning.
早晨,
yesterday morning. And we had a word to the parents.
对父母也说了一段话,
word to the parents. And for the parents,
做父母的,
what we saw, the most important thing is the person of the parents.
最重要就是做父母的这个人, 这个琐事,
that is the example.
那就是,
how we live.
就是以身作则, 我们怎么样生活,
not the teaching from the parents.
不是父母你们要教什么,
but the pattern.
而是你们做榜样,
the living.
你们的生活,
in our words,
在我们言语,
in our actions,
行为,
even in the things we purchase,
甚至买什么东西,
we're sowing tiny seeds in the children.
都在种小小的种子在孩子们里面,
they will blossom one day.
有一天这种子要开花,
then last night,
昨天晚上,
we saw the content of when we spend the time with the children,
跟儿童花时间的时候,
what do we do with them?
内容是什么? 我们该做些什么呢?
And actually, it's the three S's.
有三个S.
The three S's.
三个S.
Okay. Oh. S, S,
S,
S.
有三个S.
Singing.
唱诗.
Story.
故事. 讲故事.
And what's number three?
第三个什么?
Oh, don't forget the snack.
千万不要忘记啊, 那小小的点心.
The all-important snack.
最重要的,非常重要的点心,不要忘了。
I intended to say something about singing last night, and I didn't
get it.
With children,
跟孩子们啊,
you need a lot of singing.
我们需要很多的诗歌,
good singing.
要唱得好,
enjoyable singing.
唱得享受,
actually, Some of us, I hope, can develop a ministry of singing.
特别你们要发展你们唱诗的职事。
How to lead the singing.
你要如何带领儿童唱诗歌。
If you have good singing with the children,
孩子唱诗唱得好,
their hearts will be open.
他们心就是大大打开了。
Then the word can be ministered to.
主的话就可以供应起来。
We need some to be perfected in leading the singing.
在唱诗的时候,
especially the young sister.
特别年轻的姊妹。
Oh, I hope you could practice.
你们要操练。
Don't be shy.
不要害羞。
I know.
我知道。
I was telling the brothers the other day.
那天我跟弟兄们说。
This is. Please don't be offended by me.
请不要被我得罪。 话说在前面。
It's always dangerous when someone says that.
这么说你们总是 哎呀，很危险了。
Please don't be offended. Like, what are you going to say next?
请不要被我得罪。 那你下要说什么呢？ 要得罪我了。
But please don't be offended.
请不要被得罪。
One of the national characteristics of Canadians.
加拿大人的国家特性。
Is conservatism.
保守又保守。 保守主义。
Americans are different.
美国人不一样哦。
Americans are.
不是啊！等一下。
For the most part.
大部分是这样。
There are exceptions.
是有例外。
Canadian.
加拿大人。
We need Canadians who take the cross.
我们需要接受十字架的加拿大人。
Who can stand against themselves?
能够反对自己的那个己的个性。
And live by the Spirit.
而凭灵而活。
And lead the singing in a fun way.
要一个很有趣的方式来带诗歌。
You can't say, "Okay, children."
好，孩子们。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Stop talking.
好，不要讲话。
Verse 1, a little louder, with the children,
孩子们,
oh, actually, I wouldn't wear this if I were
如果我跟孩子在一起, 我不穿这个,
I wouldn't wear this,
我放在一边,
I wouldn't stand up here,
我也不会站在这,
I would come,
我会来到这,
children,
孩子们,
oh, it's the Lord's Day,
主日啦,
you know what the Lord's Day is,
主日要做什么吗?
I know, or we have a song, do you know what time it is?
你知道几点了吗?
You know what time it is? And what time is it?
几点了?
Say it again. It rhymes! Very good! It's meeting time. It's meeting time. It's the first day of the week. It's meeting time.
一周一次就是聚会。
We found him!
找到。
Used to lead, right? Used to lead.
Okay.
We should have some training. Hold some training for them. I was drafted for this service when I was 16 years old.
16岁的时候就被抓了来带诗歌。
I had to lead the singing.
他必须带唱诗歌。
That helped me a lot.
那个帮助他很多。
Because actually, you know, maybe you don't know.
你大概知道或不知道。
Maybe you don't know. Because you don't really know me.
因为他不认识他。
Maybe the one here who knows me the longest is Brother Jose.
Jose 弟兄可能认识他最。
Yeah. He knows me as a boy, right?
他小孩在。
When I met Brother Jose, I was 15.
15岁的时候第一次碰到Jose弟兄。
I was 15.
15岁。 又害羞。
You know, Megan, I'm actually quite a shy person.
你知道, Megan, 她很害羞的一个人哦。
Did you know that about me?
知道。
I'm actually quite a shy person.
她很害羞耶。
Yeah. I don't like to talk so much.
她不太喜欢说话。
I got drafted to do this. All of this.
被逼着, 架着来,
this is by the Lord's calling and arrangement.
因为这是主的呼召, 主的安排。
Every time,
每一次,
I have to stand against myself.
我必须要反自己。
But there's a need.
但因为这里有个需要,
so we do.
所以我们就做,
for the children.
为着儿童,
it's meeting children.
孩子们啊,
it's meeting time. Even your face.
这你的脸啊,
has to light up.
都要亮起来。
Not, okay, children.
好，孩子们。
The next song.
来，我们再唱下一首歌。
Does someone have a song?
啊，有人有诗歌吗？
Oh, sisters.
姊妹们。
Maybe. Even grandmas.
是祖母哈，我们的。
Grandmas have a way.
祖母真有路啊。
Children.
哎呀，孩子们。
Wanna
sing? 唱诗咯。
They, in sweetness, they draw the children.
很甜美，他们就能摸出来。
But I like to see the young sisters.
啊，我喜欢看见年轻的姊妹。
Perfected in this.
要在这件事上受成全。
Yeah. So three S's: singing, story, song.
唱诗啊，讲故事。
But I want to add one thing.
点心。我加一个。
One negative thing.
有一个消极的啊，负面的。
Avoid.
请避免。
Avoid.
避免。
In the content, avoid what?
避免什么？
Premature knowledge.
先起的知识。
Always try to avoid premature knowledge.
总要避免先起的知识。
Okay, so this is a PS.
这是一个助、
yeah.
附注的话。
Okay, now we come to this morning.
来到今天早上。
Okay, for this morning,、I'll summarize this morning with just two words.
早上就是用两个词来下个结论，总结一下。
The entire church.
就是全召会。
The entire church.
三个字，全召会。
For the burden of the children.
为了这个儿童的负担。
We need the entire church.
我们需要整个召会，全召会。
Everyone has a role.
每一个人都有你的份。
You may say, oh, not me. I don't have a role. I don't have children.
我不没有份，我没孩子。
No, you have a role.
你有份。
Okay, let's look at the outline.
来看看纲要。
Okay, let's read the title, please.
好，请读篇题。为着主恢复的。
Building,
前途儿童和青少年工作的重要。
One more time, please.
再一次，为着主恢复的前途。
This message or this outline,
这个纲要
comes from this book,
从这本书出来的。
Raising up the next generation for the church life.
为了下一代兴起，养育下一代，为了主恢复养育下一代。
We have this in English.
我们有英文。
Spanish.
西班牙文。
Chinese. Number
four.
Yeah.
Okay. 西班牙文。
Chinese.
中文。
Simplified Chinese.
简体字中文。
Korean.
韩文。
And Portuguese.
还有葡萄牙文。
In this book, this chapter 14.
这应该是第十四章讲座，第十四课。
In your outline packet, it's lesson four. That's for those who have who were in the conference.
我们是第十四课讲座，十四课。
For some of you got the loose page this morning.
这是十四课。
Yeah.
在书里是十四课。
All of these words here in the outline.
这纲要的话
were taken from ministry of Brother Lee or Brother Nee.
是从尼迪翁或李迪翁的执事里摘录出来的。
So, we didn't write these outlines.
这纲要不是我们自己写的。
We compiled the outline.
我们还是把它编辑出来。
Every sentence,
每一句话
is an excerpt.
都是摘录一个词。
Okay. Brother Lee used the word prevailing.
李迪翁说这个是有效率的，有效能，声望，兴旺的。
He said, "We expect."The children's work among us to be prevailing.
他说，我盼望我们中间儿童工作是兴旺。
Is your children's work prevailing?
你们的儿童工作兴旺吗？
I don't expect so.
我不是那么认为。
Neither is ours.
我们那边也不怎么样。
Not yet.
都还没到兴旺的地步。
But we expect that one day it will.
这是我们的期望，有一天我们的儿童工作是兴旺。
We are working, laboring.In that direction.
我们在朝着那个方向劳苦工作。
That, this is why I am here with you today.
这就是为什么今天我跟你们在一起。
I want to help your children's work to be prevailing.
我要帮助你们的儿童工作兴旺。
In all the churches in Eastern Canada.
在东加拿大众召会的儿童工作应该是兴旺。
You could have a small church of 15 or 20.
你可以有个小召会15、16个人。
But your children's work can be prevailing.
但你们儿童工作是可以是兴旺的。
And if it is,
若是兴旺的,
you won't have just 15 or 20 for very long.
15, 20个人不会太久了。
Because through the children,
因为借着儿童们,
you will bring the increase.
你会带进扩增。
Let's read.
好，我们来读。
Roman 1.
第一大点。
Go. We expect.
这里的儿童工作今后一旦起来，就会像浪潮一样，一波接着一波，你我不可没有一点认识和准备。
Sisters A and brothers B, please.
姊妹一，弟兄们。
Amen. Please, if you're, especially if you have the outline and you're taking notes, please highlight or circle the word here, saints, in B, 2B.
所以如果 有笔哈，请把圣徒们这个字圈起来，第一大点，第二重点，
saints,
圣徒们圈起来。
You know, a big part of doing the children's work is simply to open your home.
其实儿童工作很重要一部分就是家要打开。
Sorry, we don't have time for many stories.
抱歉，没有时间讲很多故事。
Yesterday, I gave the saints many testimonies.
昨天我讲了很多见证给圣徒们听。
Just very quickly.
很快的。
In London.
在伦敦。
England.
英国。
There's a sister.
有一个姊妹。
She migrated there.
移民过去了。
From the United States.
从美国移民过去。
She ended up living at a corner home. At a home by the corner of the street.
住在这个街头那个角落上的一个房子。
And turns out that that corner, right outside her door.
就在她门口。
Every day in the afternoon, many children congregate.
每天下午，孩子们会聚在那。
They play on the street.
在街上玩。
Here.
玩到玩完之后，也玩到这。
But when they stop playing,
不玩的时候，
that's their place to hang out and talk.
那是他们聚集点，在那谈话的地方。
Some sit there on the curb.
有人坐在这个街道上。
Some with their bicycle, but on their bike talking.
有的是边骑着脚踏车停在那聊天。
Right there.
就是在那里聚。
Lord, she had been burdened for the children.
她对儿童很有负担。
Lord touched her heart.
主就摸着她的心。
Look at these children.
看看这个孩子。
Oh, what should I do?
我该怎么办？
So she prayed.
她祷告。
And she prayed with others.
跟别人一起祷告。
And the Lord led her.
主就带领她。
You know what's the first thing she did?
她做的第一件什么？第一件事。
She baked some cookies.
就烤了曲奇饼。
She has a cookie ministry.
她有个饼干执事。
And she just brought the cookies out.
她就把饼干带出去。
Hi, children.
哎，孩子们。
I am Mrs. So and So.
我是某某太太。
I live right here. I live right here.
我就住在这儿。
I'm your neighbor.
我是你们邻居。
Would you like some cookies?
想吃饼干吗？
What do you think was the result?
你想结果是怎么样？
Oh, the children. She did it again.
又在。做了一次。
I don't think the next day.
我想不是隔一天。
Maybe the next week.
或者下一周又是送了饼干。
She came up. Hi, children.
孩子们。
Oh. The children know her as the cookie lady.
他们认识她叫做饼干妈妈，饼干阿姨。
More prayer.
更多的祷告。
Then she had this feeling.
她就有感觉。
I will open my home.
我要把我家打开。
To invite all these children for a neighborhood children's meeting.
邀请这些孩子来参加我邻舍家庭聚会。
With the three S.
就带这三个 S.
So, I was in London last year.
去年她去了伦敦。
I found out this story.
亲身探访。
I had to speak to this sister.
我必须要跟这些姊妹们亲身
yeah, I'm good
亲自去探访。
I'm good friends.With her husband for many years.
她跟这姊妹的弟兄多年来是好朋友。
I got myself invited to their home.
我就自己邀请自己到他们家去。
I ate some of her cookies.
我就吃了那些饼干。
And I got the testimony from her.
我亲耳听见她做这个见证。
Within 3 months.
三个月。
She was working with 37 children.
她有37个儿童了。
Every week.
每一周37个儿童。
She with two young sisters.
她和两个年轻的姊妹一起被打。
Every week they had 37 neighborhood children.
每一周有37个附近邻舍。
But her living room's not that big.
但他们很小嘛，住的地方。
So they split in two sessions.
所以分成两段。
Wednesday afternoon.
周三下午。
Friday afternoon.
和礼拜五下午。
And you're not allowed to go to both.
两不可以同时参加两个。
Just by opening her home.
所以他们把家打开。
Yeah. So the saints.
所以圣徒们。
Yeah. Then in the same sentence.Please highlight many brothers and sisters.
请画出许多弟兄姊妹。是
The saints.
圈起来。圣徒们。
Many brothers and sisters.
许多弟兄姊妹。
Okay, let's go on.
好，继续。
Romans 2, together.
第二大点，一起读。这里负责弟兄及同工们。
Oh, please circle or highlight responsible brothers, co-workers.
请圈出各的负责弟兄圈起来，同工们要圈起来。
In this context, co-workers just means the full-time serving ones locally.
在这里，同工们就讲全时间服侍的弟兄。
Let's read A through E. Let's alternate again. Please, sisters, begin.
姊妹先读第一中。
Brothers,
弟兄
二。Sisters,
姊妹。
Please highlight.The elders.
请圈长老们。
The elders.
长老们第三重点。
Brothers.
弟兄第四重点。
Sisters.
姊妹们。
Amen. Let's go on. Number three, together.
三大点一起。首先，姊妹们中应当有几位起来带领儿童工作，同时长老们也要安排指定一些姊妹担负这个责任。
Okay, please highlight sisters.
请圈姊妹们。
Sisters.
姊妹们。
In the work with the children, the sisters really play the prominent role.
儿童工作姊妹们带有首要的这个角色。
Actually, maybe 90% is in the hands of the sisters.
其实90%都在姊妹们的手中。
Okay, let's continue reading. Brothers, read A.
弟兄第一种。我们讲姊妹必须接受负担。儿童工作90%以上需要姊妹们做，姊妹们若不做，就毫无办法。
Older sisters,
年长的姊妹
，highlight this
啊，年长的姊妹
，older sisters，
有年长的姊妹
，older sisters， you have the experience，
年长的姊妹
，maybe the young sisters have the energy，
但是年轻姊妹有精力
，but don't think because we want to raise up the young generation， we want to pass on the baton that oh you give them the baton and walk away。
不要有人兴起下一代要接棒了，这棒子一交，你自己人就走了。
No, we still need your coaching.
不是，还需要你在这里的帮助他们。
Older sisters,
年长的姊妹们。
Actually, to pray,
需要你们祷告。
We need the older sisters.
需要年长的姊妹。
The preparation,
这些预备
needs the older sisters.
需要年长的姊妹。
The fellowship with the elders,
跟长老们的交通
needs the older sisters.
也需要年长的姊妹。
Then.The training of the young sisters,
训练年轻的姊妹们
and all the young people,
还有年轻人呢
we're going to see that in a moment.
之后会看
all the young people,
所有的年轻人
need to be trained,
都需要受训练
by the older sisters,
需要年长的姊妹们来训练
In my district,
在我的区里。
We have all the high schoolers serve.
所有高中生都服侍。
They don't have to serve the children.
不需要服侍儿童。
They can serve ushering.
可以服侍做招待。
Some other things.
和别的事情。
But they like to serve the children.
但他们很喜欢服侍儿童。
But we can't expect them to serve without training.
但是没有受过成全的服侍是不可。
They have to sit with the older sisters.
他们要坐在年长姊妹身边。
And receive some instruction.
接受他们的一些指教。
Of course, in our case, older sisters are sisters in their 30s.
那我们那边年长的姊妹是三十几岁就年长了。
30s and early 40s.
三十几岁、四十就年长了。
In my district, we don't have older saints.
因为我的区里没有年长的。
But these sisters, they're mothers.
但最少这些姊妹是做母亲。
We have three sisters overseeing the children's work.
所以我们有三个姊妹在我区里是看。
One of them has five children.
有五个孩子。
Another has four children.
一个有五个孩子，一个有四个孩子。
And a third is not married.
第三个还没结婚。
So we send the young people to them.
我就把年轻人送到他们面前。
And they train.
这三个就训练他们。
Very good.
非常好。
Very good. They pass on their experience.
把他们的经验传给年
轻人。These three sisters, particularly these three sisters,
特别这三位姊妹。
They have been serving children since high school.
他们从高中就开始服侍。儿童吧
They're in their 30s.
虽然他们三十几岁
But they already have 20 years of experience serving the children.
但每个人都有二十几年服侍青少年的儿童的经历了
Sisters, please read B.
姊妹们请读第二重点。
您在这里照顾让积极求生。And sisters in every church
姊妹们在各地照顾
should be persistent.To promote the burden for the children.
积极推动对儿童的负担。
I'll read this part. On the one hand, the sisters should not give the brothers any peace.
一面姊妹们啊，一面要推动弟兄们不要给他们平安。
Sorry, brothers.
弟兄们，抱歉了。
Sorry, leading brothers.
带领的弟兄们。
But this is Brother Lee's word.
这是李弟兄的话。
And on the other hand,
另一面。
They should learn not to assume the leadership,
要学习不带头
but to be full of patience,
并且满有忍耐
knowing when to proceed and when to wait.
知所进退
Sisters, you can bother the brothers.
弟兄们，您可以打扰弟兄。
You can bother the leading brothers.
可以打扰带领的弟兄。
But we also ask you, be patient.
但请你们忍耐一些。
Please be patient.
请要有忍耐。
The children's work is not the only service in the church.
儿童工作不是教会里唯一的工作。
Sometimes the brothers have to talk about other things.
弟兄们还得谈谈别的事。
So go the next day.
所以下明天再去。
How about now?
好，现在现在。
No, no, we have to fellowship.
我们要交通。
Okay, dear brothers.
好，弟兄们交通吧。
We pray for you.
我们为你们祷告。
Then go back the next day.
隔天再去。
How about now?
现在怎么样？
明白。Next, the sisters should be persistent to develop the children's work in the church.
姊妹们应当在教会中推动儿童工作。
Furthermore, according to the leading of the Lord, they should fellowship with each other, with other sisters who are serving.
并且你们若有主的引导，就要找一同侍奉的姊妹们交通。
This is an important point.
这是很重要的点。
Bring other sisters into the burden.
把其他的姊妹带到同一个负担里面
according to their situation
要照着他们的情形
capacity
和他们的度量
and consecration
和他们的奉献的程度
don't expect everyone to be the same
不要以为每个人都一样
but bring them in
要把他们带进来
everyone is needed
每一个人都是 有需要的
make a way
要让他们有路可以进来
at least pray with them
最少你可以跟他们祷告
see
第三重点
the sisters should also bring the children to the meetingEvery week, the sisters should consider how to bring the children to the meeting.
尽可能将每位姊妹都用上，要他们带儿童来聚会。每周姊妹们总要想办法将儿童带到聚会中。
This sentence may be strange. What does it mean to consider how to bring children to the meeting?
这什么意思？什么意思说就怎么想办法将儿童带到聚会
They're your children. You just dress them up, throw them in the car, bring them to the meeting.
是我的孩子嘛，衣服穿上。推上车里就带到会里。
Yeah, that's how you bring them.
那就带来了。
But this is talking about something we discussed yesterday.
这是我们昨天讲的。
In every local church,
每一处的地方教会
there are some children in the families of the saints,
圣徒们家的孩子们
who don't come regularly to the meeting.
他们不是那么经常来聚会。
This is what it's referring to.
这里是指这些人做吗？
Suppose there are some saints, they don't come so regularly.
有些圣徒不是那么正常来聚会。
The sisters should pick up the burden.
姊妹们应该拿起负担。
To invite those children to come to the meeting.
邀请这些孩子们来参加聚会。
Don't even invite the parents.
甚至不要邀请父母。
The parents don't come to the meeting.
因为父母 不来聚会。
I don't know what is the reason.
我不知道为什么。
But don't judge them.
不要审判他们。
Don't judge them.
不要批判他们。
How about just reach out to them?
好不好你就去接触他们。
So that while the parents are taking their little detour,
父母在这里岔出去走巡回道路的时候
the children don't miss out.
孩子却不会这里。
Many parents would be happy.
很多父母都会觉得快乐。
If we are faithful to take care of their children,
如果很忠心照顾他们的孩子，父母会感激的。
Eventually,
最后
the children,
孩子们
may say to their parents,
或许会叫他们父母说
，Daddy,
爸爸
，Would you come back with us to church?
好不好，父母回教会好不好
？Let the children invite,
让孩子去邀他们。
So you should consider,
要想想看
，How can you arrange,
你怎么样来安排
，take care of your family,
来顾到你自己的家
，and pick them up.
也能够去接他们来。
In this portion of the ministry,
在这一段的
指示里 Brother Lee charges the older sisters who don't have children to bear this burden.
李弟兄是嘱咐的年长的姊妹，没有孩子的姊妹们要背负起这个。
Maybe your children are all grown up.
或者你孩子都长大了。
It's easier for you.
你比较容易。
You can't expect that sister with five children or four children.
你会期盼那个五个孩子。
To get her own children ready.
要先把自己孩子预备好。
Then,Go pick up other children
and
be on time for the
meeting.
But if some grandmas,
有些祖母,
if some older sisters,
年长的姊妹们,
could bear this burden,
或许你可以背负这样的担子,
we can care for all the needs.
你就可以顾到所有的需要。
Okay. D, sisters, please read.
第四重点，姊妹们。要用少年弟兄姊妹带领儿童聚会。
The church should train the teachers so that the young sisters learn to teach and lead. This is what I was referring to before. Train the young sisters.
So
please circle young sisters. We need older sisters. We need young sisters. Okay. Brothers, please read E.
第五重点，弟兄。许多姊妹爱主，但他们需要找到路，为主有所做工。我们若将儿童结为果子，主就会将这些算在我们账上。
Amen. Sisters, one.
这边有小一。
Brothers.
弟兄们。
Oh, we need the housewives.
我们需要家庭主妇。
Hope you highlight this.
请圈起来，家庭主妇。
The housewives.
家庭主妇。
The sisters who are at home with the children.
姊妹们在家里有孩子。
Not only are your own children,
不仅你自己的孩子，是这个福音的工作。
Their friends.
他们的朋友们。
Your neighborhood.
你的邻舍。
Is also your field of gospel.
都是你福音的工厂。
Again, we don't have much time to tell you stories.
时间不够了，不能讲故事。
Just briefly, one sister in New York.
有一个姊妹在
in her apartment building.
在她公寓里。
She picked up this burden.
拿起这个负担。
Three sisters came to strengthen her.
三个姊妹来加强她。
She started to invite mothers that she would become friendly with.
他就邀请跟他熟悉的这些母亲们。
She, you know, you're pushing the carriage, and you're waiting at the elevator.
推婴儿车站在电梯旁。
And then another mother comes.
另一个母亲走过来。
Hi.
Hi, 你好。
Go say hi.
你说你好。
And when you have children,
有孩子
，everyone talks to you.
每个人就开始跟你讲话。
Especially you have baby.
特别有 baby.
How cute.
好可爱啊。
How old?
几岁啦。
And then especially if it's another mother.
另外一个母亲。几个月了。
How old? How old?
几岁啦。
And then they start exchanging notes.
母亲就开始。
How are you doing?
你该怎么办啊。
Oh, I understand.
我现在知道了。
Oh, yeah, how are you doing?
你怎么样你怎么做。
Then the following week.
下一周。
Hi.
Hi. 你好。
Any better?
好一点没有？
Good.
好。
Where are you going?
你去哪？
Oh, to the park. Can I go with you?
啊，到公园，我们一起去好吗？
Now they're friends. This sister.
这个姊妹。
Started to invite these.
开始邀请她所认识的。
Within 6 months.
六个月。
She had 5 new ones in her neighborhood children.
五个新人就来到她邻舍的儿童聚会。
4 mothers and a grandma.
四个母亲加一个祖母。
And they would have a little time. 15 minutes.
15分钟很短的时间。15分钟做。
Singing stories now. It's easy.
唱诗歌讲故事是很容易。
Within 6 months,
六个月
，one of the mothers got saved and baptized.
一个母亲得救受浸。
And started serving in our church children.
开始在儿童聚会。
And then another one was a believer.
信主了。
She started a Bible study.
开始读圣经。
Easy.
很容易。
Roman 4.
第四。
Roman 4.
第四大点。
All together.We also need the help of the young people in the children's work. This matter must be... Oh, please highlight. Young people.
你把青年人圈起来。
Young people are a good resource.
是很好的。
Because young people have a lot of energy.
年轻人啊，体力强。
And actually, if we can help the young people take care of the children, this is a great help to the young people.
帮助青年人服侍儿童，对他们来讲很大的帮助。
We want the young people not to be self-centered.
我们不愿意青年人是自我为中心。
Care for others.
要顾到别人。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福。
So when you give your time, your energy,
把时间、
even your money,
甚至你的金钱
to serve,
来服侍给人的话
you'll be blessed.
你就会蒙福的。
You'll be happy.
你会快乐。
Let's go to Romans 5.
好，第五大点。
The elderly saints may use their homes after the children get home from school. The elderly saints may open their homes and prepare some snacks to welcome them. Oh, elderly saints,
年长的圣徒们,
whoever considers themselves in this category,
自以为是年长的,
there's a role for you.
你们是有份的,
grandma,
祖母啊,
there's a role for you.
祖母在教会有份,
please.Open your home.
请把你们家打开吧。
And make bake cookies.
要烤饼干。
Prepare, if that's too much, just buy a snack. It's okay.
如果烤饼干太麻烦，买点饼干也行啊。
If it's too much trouble, just buy the cookies.
如果不能烤就买吧。
They'll still be full of love.
因为那个买来的也是满
的爱。When the children eat them, they will taste the love.
年轻人吃了你的饼干是吃到爱了。
Because you went to the store and bought the cookies.
你最少是到店里买了饼干。
And if that's too much, just tell us where to go and we'll buy it for you on the way.
太麻烦了，那你就告诉我，我们在路上买饼干带到你家。
And they will still feel the love in that cookie from you.
因为是从你来的饼干，里面就有爱了。
No one can compare in their ministry to the grandmas.
没有一个人能比祖母的这个职事更高了。
Everyone loves grandmas.
所有人都爱祖母啊。
Sisters, you have a special role.
姊妹们，你们有特别的。
Even in your neighborhood.
特别是在你们邻舍这里。
If you would invite children in your neighborhood,
邀请你们附近邻居的孩子们
people will be happy to send them to your home.
那人会很喜欢把他们送到你家里。
If you tell them, I'm having a little Bible group,
你说我有点小小的圣经的小组
a story time,
讲故事的时间
every week,
每一周一次
on Wednesday afternoon,
每周三下午
for 30 minutes,
30分钟
in my home,
在我家里。
Oh, you'd be surprised how many people would respond to that.
你会很惊讶，有多少人会对这个有回应
？Because they will trust you.
因为他们信任。
Because you're a grandma.
因为你是祖母、姥姥。
People trust grandmas.
姥姥是人人都信的。
Grandpas are really good too.
祖父也不错，姥爷也不错。
They may sing with the children, tell them stories, and lead them to know God.
你可以唱诗歌、讲故事啊。
5A. They may sing, yeah.
Yeah. 年轻圣徒可以欢迎孩子们唱诗，向他们说故事，带领他们认识神。
Yeah. Gaining people in this way is very safe.
这样得来的人很可靠。
Because they're taught by us and receive the gospel from us from their youth, thus they should be very solid.
他们从年幼就受我们的教导，接受我们所传的福音，必然是稳稳当当。
I hope that from now on, the elderly saints would pick up the burden and take the lead to do this in their homes. the effect will be very promising in the long run.
当我今后年长圣徒们多接受负担，在家里带头做这事，长期做下来，那个果效定规是可观的。
Let's read Romans 6 together.
好，一起来读第七。
When the entire church is mobilized in this way, all the brothers and sisters will have an opportunity to serve. Some can open their homes, others can bring the children to the meetings, and still others can teach the children. When all the children endeavor in one accord for the Lord's heart's desire, the profit will be immeasurable. How about we circle entire church?
把全教会圈起来，这个三个字。
Can you imagine this thing?
你想想象得到吗？
Can you dream with us?
跟我们一起做这个梦好不好？
Such a church life?
有这样的教会生活。
This way will bring families to the church.
这就会把一家一家的带到教会生活。
This way will recover families to the church.
这条路也会恢复很多家回到教会里。
Sisters, please read A.
姊妹读 A。
Brothers B.
没有圣徒不愿意他的孩子受带领的，即使是久不聚会的，他们也喜欢他的儿女受属灵教育。
And finally, dormant saints. Highlight this.
久不聚会的圈起来。
Dormant saints.
久不聚会的。
Let's go back to the beginning and see what we've highlighted.
好，回来看看我们圈了些什么词。
Read with me, huh?
跟我一起读。
First, saints.
圣徒们。
Then,Many brothers and sisters, then responsible brothers and co-workers, then elders, then sisters, then older sisters, next page, young sisters, then housewives, then young people, then elderly saints, and the entire church, and dormant saints.For this labor, we need the entire church.
为这个服事，我们需要全教会。
But saints, I would close with this.
我要这样子做结论。
Brother Lee began speaking on this burden in the 1960s.
李弟兄1960年就开始讲到这个负担。
Until today, we have not seen it realized.
意识到今天还没有看见这件事的实现。
Among the churches in the Lord's recovery all over the earth,
在主恢复全地的众召会中，
it does seem now is the time.
好像现在时候到了。
Is burdening many saints, especially many sisters.
特别让有许多的圣徒，特别是许多的姊妹们有负担。
Please pray for this.
请为这件事祷告。
And see how the Lord would lead you in this.
求主带领你在这件事上带领你如何往前。
How about we have just a brief time of prayer, and then you can have the rest of the time until 12 for your response and sharing.
简单的祷告之后，我们可以有些分享和回应。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.